Let's turn to Chris Fribbins from the Rail Campaign Group, Rail Future in Kent. Chris, thank you for being here. How are you feeling about it? I mean, do you think that we'll ever get services back? There's a big conversation to be had here.
Yeah, I mean, as some of your local residents have been saying, that it's just crazy how much promise that the Channel Tunnel Rail Link had. I mean, not just Ashford and Ebbsfleet, but all around the country there were going to be extra destinations. So even night trains were ordered and then sold to Canada. But locally, the idea of having to go to Ashford and then get the train to St Pancras and back again is crazy. You know, waving all the people you've seen on the way up and on the way back again. And the other problem is that St Pancras struggles to cope sometimes with the number of people that are going through St Pancras. Sometimes trains have had to leave not being full because they haven't been able to clear customs on time. So although we have the promise that they will investigate the possibility of coming back in 2025, we don't know for certain that will happen. So the pressure that people can bring on the train operators, the better. Obviously, the problem we have now is partly linked to Brexit. The border controls are a lot more complicated, and complicated means expensive. So a commercial decision has been made to not introduce the stops at Ebbsfleet and Ashford. And Ashford's ideal because it serves the south coast of England as well. So you can get up from Hastings and places like that rather than having to go all the way through London to St Pancras and then back out again.
Yeah.
So it defies logic that we're where we are, but it's a commercial decision. It comes down to money.
And they are a business, and that's exactly what they've said. You know, this is about, you know, footfall and the pandemic. How would we plead the case then? How would we prove that there are people in Kent who would use those stations on a regular basis and make it, I guess, ultimately worth the company's while?
Yeah, there have been some good campaigns and petitions going around. And KCC have been asking businesses particularly to actually quantify what's the impact, what's the actual financial impact on your business of not having those stops in Kent. And they're the sort of arguments that governments and ministers tend to listen to. The other highlight probably coming is that other operators around Europe are getting keen on possibly taking their trains through to St Pancras as well. So we might have the opportunity to encourage some of them to make the stop. But it's not just a case of platforms and trains. As I say, because we're talking about European travel, it's a border crossing and border controls need to be in place. And that's, apart from employing people to do it, it's a more complicated thing than it ever used to be.
But these things can be surmounted and honed over time. You'd imagine that the initial changes, of course, are going to be hard to soak up, but you know, it's not beyond the wit of people, is it, to kind of go, all right, okay, that's how we do things now.
No, you look at the facilities at Ashford with a big multi-story car park and the border controls, the extra platforms which are isolated from the rest of the station. They've done more work to make sure that the new trains can stop at Ashford, whereas for a while we were looking at possibly not being able to stop the new trains at Ashford because of technical issues. A lot of money was spent through Kent County Council and others to ensure that still was an option. So extra bits and pieces had to be put in to enable the trains to come off the line, stop Ashford and go back again. So that investment has gone. And again, we still haven't got any trains stopping there.
If you had to put a date on it, do you think 2025, do you think that is in any way realistic?
It sounds practical. It will depend, I think, on the environment, economic situation, whether that's actually viable for any operators. But, yeah, people have to keep going with their letters and their campaigning and get the message through through any MPs. And obviously we've got candidates can all be contacted during the election run-up. Sometimes they get very interested in these items in the run-up to a general election. Might be the time to get our politicians online and doing it, and maybe putting pressure on Eurostar and any other potential operators. I know that there are discussions with other operators about coming in through the Channel Tunnel Rail Link. It's there and it's a very expensive investment. Let's make the best of it.
Yeah, it's well said. Listen, Chris, thank you for joining us on the Wake Up Call this morning. I wonder if you feel the same. It's there. It's an-